USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Consumer Price Index was released Tuesday morning, and it shows inflation continues to go in the wrong direction. Inflation rose in January by a half a percentage point. The CPI was up to 6.4% from the same period in 2022. Both numbers were higher than expected. Three people are confirmed dead and five others injured in a shooting at Michigan State University during normal business hours on Monday. The East Lansing, Michigan campus has lifted its lockdown. The suspect in the shooting took his own life. The suspect was a 43-year-old man with no affiliation to the university, and police have no idea why he came to the campus. The five people who were injured are in critical condition at a local hospital. Police will name the victims later on today. It's a tough go, but crews are working to recover the high-altitude objects shot down over the last few days.
Efforts to recover the debris from three unidentified objects shot down in North American airspace over the weekend are underway, but it's not an easy process, according to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
The objects in Alaska and Canada are in pretty remote terrain, ice and wilderness, all of that making it difficult to find them in winter weather. The object over Lake Huron now lies in what is probably very deep water.
He said officials are still trying to figure out what they are, where they came from, and what are their capabilities. He did say they were not the same as a Chinese surveillance balloon that moved across the U.S. earlier this month. I'm John Schaefer.
The Biden administration on Monday terminated the architect of the Capitol. An inspector general report last year accused Brett Blanton of abusing his authority. The architect of the Capitol is responsible for the maintenance and preservation of the Capitol and its surrounding grounds. Happy Valentine's Day. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
5 years ago today, 17 people were killed and 17 others were hurt when a gunman walked into Parkland, Florida's Stoneman Douglas High School and opened fire. Parents are working on a permanent memorial. Parkland 17 Memorial Foundation Vice Chair and the father of Gina, Tony Montalto.
Create a place where people can go and reflect and remember the victims as who they were before the tragedy, as students with bright futures ahead of them, as teachers and coaches who gave so much of themselves to the students and the community.
The Environmental Protection Agency has an update on the 150-car Norfolk Southern freight train carrying hazardous chemicals that derailed in the town of East Palestine, Ohio, on February 3rd. The EPA says it has not detected any levels of concern of hazardous substances released during or after the crash, though it said it was continuing to monitor the air throughout East Palestine, including inside at least 210 homes. For decades, scientists and engineers have tossed around the idea of using the moon to manufacture solar panels. All the key ingredients for solar cells are there: silicon, iron, magnesium, and aluminum. Blue Origin quietly said its Blue Alchemist program was working on this very topic for the last 2 years. Blue Origin will attempt to sell the technology to NASA for use by its Artemis program to return humans to the moon in a sustainable way. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.